This is a download from the Wireless Theatre Company.
A brief history of the Pecker and Strangebone Talent Agency. The Pecker and Strangebone Talent Agency dates back as far as the Middle Ages. It used to supply court jesters and minstrels for noblemen and keepers of village brothels. Most of their early acts were, in fact, prostitutes who had learned to entertain customers in a non-contact form to prevent the spread of the Black Death. During the Renaissance, when the theatres were booming and the playwright became more prominent, Pecker and Strangebone recognised the other form of popular public entertainment, bear-baiting and cockfighting. The agency represented the animals used in these blood sports and took a percentage of the bets before their clients were mauled or pecked to death. When theatre was banned under Puritan rule, the agency found work for actors in illegal underground performances and made a fortune. When the Restoration came and theatres reopened, the company sought to reinstall the ban, as that period had been more lucrative for them. Eventually succumbing to the bawdy nature of theatre at this time, Pecker and Strangebone took on its first female actress, Annie Slackgirdle, who had worked as a humble turd polisher at the Seven Dials Theatre. She caught the eye of King Charles II and swiftly became his 34th favourite mistress, achieving fame in the hit play The Harlot of Horswick Hall. Over the next century, by far the most well-attended events were public executions, and the agency saw an opportunity by representing the condemned, encouraging their own actors to commit petty crimes so that they could be hanged in front of crowds of up to 200,000 people. The agency took 20% of the last meal and a quarter inch of rope after the hanging. Then, as advances were made in medicine, a further share was taken from selling the corpse to the surgeons practicing anatomical study. At this stage, Pecker and Strangebone began to represent solely the dead, striking deals with body snatchers and surgeons and taking up to 25% of the money paid for each cadaver. Then an additional share of the box office receipts at each operating theatre when the corpse was dissected. It was not uncommon for the agency to stitch the bodies back together at the end of a presentation and use them again. Some of their clients even became minor celebrities. The company's links with death led them to dabble in the lucrative funeral industry of Victorian times, supplying mourners and horses for corteges throughout the 19th century. With the invention of cinema in the 20th century, Pecker and Strangebone returned to the representation of living actors and signed up a dazzling new star. Chubby Beltnotch, who like Chaplin had trained in the British music hall circuit and had left for Hollywood. Pecker and Strangebone now had a genuine global film star on their books. It was short-lived, however, after Chubby, a secret pyrophile, was disgraced after being caught having sexual intercourse with a fireplace in a New York hotel. During the Second World War, Pecker and Strangebone did their bit by supplying the cast for propaganda films. Having decided to support Germany, the agency's talent appeared in such musicals as Blitzkrieg Bells and Dancing to Dachau. After the conflict, the agency then became involved in cabaret and burlesque, representing strippers who performed at the notorious Water Wheel in Soho, London. For legal reasons, the girls were only allowed to perform nude if the lights were turned off. Darkened houses were packed every night as excited punters listened for the sound of jiggling breasts. The onset of television opened another avenue for the agency, but unfortunately most of their clients were not suited to the medium. A factor that still plagues the company to this day.